Some people who live near Lake Beulah in southeastern Wisconsin have given notice of an intent to file a lawsuit against the Wisconsin DNR and Village of East Troy. The local residents and two lake management groups say when a 2-million-gallon-a-day well was proposed near the 840-acre spring-fed lake, the DNR should have studied the well's potential effect on Lake Beulah's ecosystem, including nearby wetlands. But the plaintiff's attorney, Dan Bach, says the case is about more than Lake Beulah.
This case is really about the DNR's responsibility to undertake an environmental analysis before it approves of any high-capacity wells. This is an issue that's going on around the state. Some lakes in the state have almost dried up entirely because they are spring-fed lakes, and there are high-capacity wells that have been drilled nearby.
Bach says his clients want to stop the well near Lake Beulah from withdrawing water until the DNR completes further environmental study. DNR attorney Judy Ohm says she hasn't seen the plaintiff's notice of claim. But Ohm says the Lake Beulah well doesn't seem to need further study, according to criteria of a recent law covering high-capacity wells.
Yes, Lake Beulah is not an outstanding resource water or an exceptional resource water under the definitions that exist in state law.
As the Lake Beulah case potentially goes forward, a state groundwater advisory committee is studying possible changes to the requirements for proposed high-capacity wells. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.